Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and in the galleries please rise for the prayer by the Reverend Gauck and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
In the first letter to the Corinthians we hear, faith, hope, and love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Loving Lord, on this proclaimed day of love, teach us to love one another, forgive one another, and share the joys and laughters of our lives with one another. And as we return home to those you have given us to love, to bind us with cords of love that cannot be broken, and unleash in us a care and love for those we love, that it is witnessed by those around us. And may our love flow into our communities and state and all that we say and do. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, McKenna, Munzlinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
A quorum is present. The Missouri Senate is now in session. Read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 20th day, Wednesday, February 13th, 2013.
Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though been fully read.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Senator from Cape.
Introduction of guest, Mr. President.
Hearing no objection, proceed.
Yes, I'd like to introduce Amy Aldridge over to my right and your left from Cape Girardeau, is here to testify on a bill called Sahara's Law today. She's Sahara's mother.
Would Ms. Aldridge please rise for recognition and a welcome by the Missouri Senate? Senator from Barry.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of special guest, Mr. President.
As we are on the order of another order of business, hearing no objection, proceed.
Thank you very much. On your left and on my right, we have Mr. Scott George from Mount Vernon. He owns the Mid-America Dental and Hearing Center in Mount Vernon. I'd like to all give you a
Welcome this distinguished Missourian to from Lawrence County to the Missouri Senate. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions, concurrent resolutions. Senator from the 10th.
I have a concurrent resolution.
Send it forward. Care to explain it, Senator?
No explanation necessary. Thank you,
It will
Mr.
be
President.
Printed in the journal. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills.
Senator from Cape was first seeking recognition. Secretary, please read the bill.
$325. Senate Bill number 324, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to limited lines travel insurance producer licensing.
Senator from Cape.
No explanation necessary.
Senator from Franklin.
I have a bill.
Send it forward. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 325, introduced by Senator Nieves, an act relating to firearms.
Senator from Franklin.
No explanation needed.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Jefferson.
I have a bill.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 326, introduced by Senator McKenna, an act relating to exempting certain railroad crew members from the state driver's license law.
Senator from Jefferson.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is a bill that adds and deletes different words in our statutes. Thank you.
Senator from Green.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Please send it forward.
Nation.
Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 327, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to the cost of electronic monitoring.
Senator from Phelps.
Mr. President, I have two bills introduced.
Send forward.
No explanation needed at this time.
Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 328, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to sweepstakes terminal devices.
Please read the next bill.
Senate Bill 329, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to eggs.
Senator from Johnson.
I'd like to introduce a bill.
Please send it forward.
I'd like to introduce Bill Weirich from Jefferson City.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Christian.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 330, introduced by Senator Wasson, an act relating to collaborative practice arrangements between a physician and an advanced practice registered nurse.
Senator from Christian.
No explanation necessary.
Further introduction of bills. Senator from the 15th, please send it forward. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 331, introduced by Senator Schmidt, an act relating to restitution.
Further introduction of bills? Hearing none, Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Reports of standing committees. I'll be taking just the Committee on Government Accountability, Fiscal Oversight on this round of reports. Senator from Polk.
Standing Committee on GAFO has a report.
On Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight?
Correct, it does.
Thank you, Senator. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Substitute Number 2, Senate Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 1, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 42, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Bill 139, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 117, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Parson, Chairman.
Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go the order of business of third reading of Senate bills.
Third reading of Senate bills, Senate Bill 12, Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 12 be brought before the body for third reading and final passage.
Senator from Boone moves that Senate Bill 12 be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is for the body. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 12 be third read and finally passed. This is the bill we perfected the other day that provides immunity from civil liability for those attorneys that are appointed by the court to represent indigent criminal defendants, and they don't receive compensation for that.
Senator from Boone has moved that Senate Bill 12 be read a third time and finally passed. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone has renewed his motion that Senate Bill 12 be read a third time and finally passed. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators.
Wait. Read the bill and call the roll.
Please read the bill and call the roll.
Okay, and we're going to read this in an emergency call.
First regular session. Okay. Senate Bill number 12. An act relating to civil liability immunity for court-appointed attorneys with an emergency clause. Senators. Brown. Chappelle Nadal. Cunningham. Curls. Dempsey. Dixon. Emery. Holzman. Justice. Kevney. Kehoe. Krause. Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, McKenna, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh?
Aye.
Wasson?
Aye.
34 ayes, 0 noes. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection.
Let's let the Senator from Boone make a motion on the emergency clause.
Senator, you're recognized on your emergency clause.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the emergency clause be third read and finally passed. The emergency clause be adopted. Excuse me.
Secretary, please call the roll on the emergency clause.
Brown. Chappelle Nadal. Cunningham. Curls. Dempsey. Dixon. Emery. Holzman. Justice. Kevney. Kehoe. Krause. Lager. Clamping. Lavoda. Libla. McKenna. Munslinger? Nasheed? Nieves? Parson? Pierce? Richard? Romine? Roop? Sater? Schaff? Schaefer? Schmidt? Sifton? Sylvie? Wallingford? Walsh? Wasson?
Senator from Christian? Aye. Senator from Christian votes aye. Aye. 33 ayes, one no. The emergency clause is adopted. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfections. Motions were made and carried. Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 42, Senator from Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 42 with Senate Committee Substitute be taken up for third reading and final passage.
Senator from Lewis has moved that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 42 be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 42 be adopted.
Senator, you're moving for a third reading and final passage motion.
Okay. Explain the bill.
Senator, would you like to move that the bill be third read and finally passed?
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill number 42 be third read and finally passed.
Would you care to explain the bill?
Yes, Mr. President. This bill is the one that helps the county jails reclaim debt owed to them for their board. It allows the Department of Revenue to collect funds if those persons have tax refunds or win a lottery. It also allows them to go out, the sheriffs to go out and collect the concealed carry permits. And also,
hold on just a second, Senator.
Bring back.
Ask members, please keep your conversations down.
Also, their hunting and fishing licenses, Mr. President. Be glad to answer any questions. Otherwise, I renew my motion.
The senator from Lewis has moved that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 42 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Lewis has renewed his motion that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 42 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 42, an act relating to delinquent debts for the cost of imprisonment in a county jail. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, aye. Cunningham, aye. Curls, Dempsey,
aye.
Dixon,
aye.
Emery,
aye.
Holzman,
aye.
Justice,
aye.
Kevney,
aye.
Kehoe,
aye.
Kraus,
aye.
Lager,
aye.
Lamping,
aye.
Lavoda,
aye.
Leibla,
aye.
McKenna,
aye.
Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves,
aye.
Parson,
aye.
Pierce,
aye.
Richard,
aye.
Romine,
aye.
Roop,
aye.
Sater,
aye.
Schaff,
aye.
Schaefer,
aye.
Schmidt,
aye.
Sifton,
aye.
Sylvie,
aye.
Wallingford,
aye.
Walsh,
aye.
Wasson.
Aye.
Senator from Boone.
Aye.
Who else? 34 ayes, 0 noes. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senate Bill 43, Senator from Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 43 be brought before the body and taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Lewis. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary say no. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 43 be read a third time and finally passed. The bill is about the idle reduction. It just increases the weight allowed from 400 to 550 pounds for idle reduction. This is to save fuel in the trucking industry and brings us in line with what was passed in the Federal Transportation Act of 2012. Be glad to answer any questions.
Senator from Lewis has moved that Senate Bill 43 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator has renewed his motion that Senate Bill 43 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 43, an act relating to the to compliance with federal law regarding the weight allowance for idle reduction technology. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, McKenna, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
34 ayes, 0 noes. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senate Bill 51, Senator from Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 51 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Lewis. As many are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 51 be read a third time and finally passed. This Senate bill is one that also brings Missouri statute into line with what was passed in the Federal Transportation Act of 2012. It relates to farm vehicles and harming and hauling of farm produce and inputs for those farmers. It gives some exemptions for those farmers hauling their own stuff. Does not apply to those hauling for hire in commerce. And with that, I'd be glad to answer any questions, Mr. President.
Senator from Lewis has moved that Senate Bill 51 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Lewis has renewed his motion that Senate Bill 51 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 51, an act relating to regulation of motor vehicles. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, McKenna, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
34 ayes, 0 noes. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 86, Senator from the 4th.
Thank you, Mr.
I move that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 86 be taken up for a third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from the 4th. As many are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from the 4th.
This is the bill that we talked about. This just ensures that before there are any benefit enhancements in a public pension, that the trustees use the most current valuation statement.
The senator from the 4th has moved that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 86 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. The bill has an emergency clause. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 14th, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
I'd like to inquire of the senator from the 4th.
Does the senator from the 4th yield?
I do.
He does, senator, proceed.
Thank you so much. I just wanted to know what this emergency clause was for.
It's so that it's for the second part of the bill that there's some federal requirements that have to be enacted by the end of the plan years that fall between now and October. So we need an emergency clause so the governor can sign it. Upon his signature, the plans have a chance to adopt the benefits of this bill.
And this does deal with just coming into line with federal requirements at this point?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator has renewed his motion that Senate Committee substitute, Senator from the 4th has renewed his motion that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 86 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 86, an act relating to retirement plan funded ratio needed for adjustments in benefits with an emergency clause. Senators Brown. Chappelle Nadal.
Aye.
Cunningham.
Aye.
Curls.
Aye.
Dempsey.
Aye.
Dixon.
Aye.
Emery. Holzman.
Aye.
Justice.
Aye.
Kevney.
Aye.
Kehoe.
Aye.
Kraus.
Aye.
Lager.
Aye.
Lamping.
Aye.
Lavoda.
Aye.
Libla.
Aye.
McKenna. Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from Barton. Senator from Barton votes aye. Senator from the 13th. Senator from the 13th votes aye. Senator from the 24th. Senator from the 24th. Senator from the 24th votes aye. 34 ayes, 0 noes. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Senator from the 4th, you are recognized on the emergency clause.
Okay.
Senator from the 4th has moved for the adoption of the emergency clause. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown.
Aye.
Chappelle Nadal.
Aye.
Cunningham.
Aye.
Curls.
Aye.
Dempsey.
Aye.
Dixon. Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Clamping, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, McKenna, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard Pierce, Richard Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt.
Aye.
Sifton.
Aye.
Silvey.
Aye.
Wallingford.
Aye.
Walsh.
Aye.
Walson.
Aye.
Senator from Franklin.
Aye.
Senator from Franklin votes aye. Senator from Johnson. You are recorded as an aye. 34 ayes, 0 noes. The emergency clause is adopted. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 106, Senator from Phelps.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 106 with Senate Committee Substitute be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Phelps. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from Phelps.
Mr. President, I now move that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 106 be adopted. And
Senator?
Yes, sir.
The correct motion would be to ask that it be third read and placed upon its final passage.
I ask that the with the Senate Bill number 106 as amended be read a third time and finally passed.
Would you care to explain your bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 106 dealt with active duty military and veterans, and it dealt with education. There were three parts to the bill. One says that public post-secondary institution accept credits for courses that had equivalent and met standards that the academic courses met from that institution. And as we brought out, there are a couple that are already doing that, probably more than that, but gives active duty military and immediate veterans for sure a little more credit for what they've done and what they've been able to do in the military. The other part related to health, related professional license, and when a soldier's on active duty, those renewals, if they're out of the country, they can't very well meet the requirements for continuing education, and the payment of dues aren't until they come back, so that's not held against them. And the other part was if someone is receive nursing training, EMT or something like that, paramedic in the military, if those requirements are very similar to the state, that they be used and considered toward qualifying for a licensure in the state. And it's mostly cleanup language for some of the things that we've dealt with in the past. Any questions, I'll be glad to try to answer them.
Senator from Phelps has moved that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 106 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Phelps has renewed his motion that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 106 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 106, Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 106, an act relating to current and former military personnel. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, McKenna, Munzlinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schoff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson,
Senator from the 5th. Senator from the 5th votes aye. 34 ayes, 0 noes. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 117, Senator from the 8th.
Mr. President, I move the Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 117 be taken up for third read and final passage.
You have heard the motion from the Senator from the 8th. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is for the body. Senator from the 8th.
Mr. President, now I move that we third read and final pass Senate Bill 117. Senate Bill 117 is the separating military from the armed forces, getting in-state tuition. We had a discussion earlier in the week. I'd be glad to answer any questions, but it's a relatively simple bill.
Senator from the 8th has moved that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 117 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from the 8th has renewed his motion that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 117 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 117, an act relating to military affairs. Senators Brown,
aye.
Chappelle Nadal,
aye.
Cunningham,
aye.
Curls,
aye.
Dempsey,
aye.
Dixon,
aye.
Emery, Holzman,
aye.
Justice,
aye.
Kevney,
aye.
Kehoe,
aye.
Kraus,
aye.
Lager,
aye.
Lamping,
aye.
Lavoda,
aye.
Libla,
aye.
McKenna, Munzlinger,
aye.
Nasheed,
aye.
Nieves,
aye.
Parson,
aye.
Pierce,
aye.
Richard,
aye.
Romine,
aye.
Roop,
aye.
Sater,
aye.
Schaaf,
aye.
Schaefer,
aye.
Schmidt,
aye.
Sifton,
aye.
Sylvie,
aye.
Wallingford,
aye.
Walsh,
aye.
Wasson,
aye.
Senator from Barton.
Senator
from Barton votes aye. 34 ayes, 0 noes. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senate Bill 139, Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I appreciate the Senator from the 14th catching my attention and preparing me. I move that Senate Bill, Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 139 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Cole. As many are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 139 be read a third time and finally passed. As folks will remember, this is the bill that we talked about earlier in the week that was originally started out as a bill that would extend the sunshine, extend the sunset for the sunshine law, which was expired December 31st of 2012. And as the body will remember, it would enable public entities, school districts, city councils, et cetera, to keep their security plans to themselves and between law enforcement. Would not be available to the press. The bill did take on a new life. We have an amendment that was on there, and Senator from Boone explained that as we went through that the other day. And so with that, Mr. President, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Senator from Cole has moved that Senate Bill 139 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. The bill has an emergency clause. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 14th, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Mr. President, I'd like to inquire of the senator from Cole.
Does the senator from Cole yield?
You bet.
He does. Proceed.
I did recognize that we had an emergency clause on this bill. Could you tell me on which portion it applies to?
Sure. It was the original underlying bill that needed the emergency clause. As I explained, the sunset on the sunshine. That's confusing, isn't it? It expired December 31st of 2012. We've had, according to Association of Sheriffs, over 40 requests in various counties around the state to school districts for their security and evacuation plan. And many law enforcement professionals as well as school districts felt like they were asking to put an emergency clause in so that it could go into effect immediately and they would not have to comply with any requests on these security plans.
Thank you so much. I thank you, Mr. Senator. President.
Senator from the 4th, what purpose do you seek recognition?
To inquire the Senator from Cole.
Does the Senator from Cole yield?
Yes.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. Our discussion is going to be more about the amendment than it is about the bill. After we passed the amendment, it's come to my attention that this really puts the convention center in the city of St. Louis at a competitive disadvantage, not only amongst the state, but nationwide. I don't think anybody in this room is against transparency in government. I think everybody hopes to accomplish that. But, for instance, in St. Louis, well, the senator from the 15th passed a bill to extend tax credits to attract some of these amateur sporting events to the state. Some of these contracts are extremely confidential. The people that come into town with these events don't want these contracts public, and other cities that compete for these same events would love to see what we're offering to get them. So what this amendment does is it opens up our competitive advantage. It tilts the our advantage away from us so that we can basically give this convention business to other locales. Other cities can use it. Corporate meetings. St. Louis attracts a lot of corporate meetings. We recently had O'Brien Auto Parts. They have a lot of trade secrets in their corporate meetings. They're such a big company, they rent a convention center. If we make all this public, we're not going to be able to attract those corporate meetings. We're not going to be able to attract the athletic events. And other cities are going to be able to poach, basically, the good business that we get. I know the state pays a lot of money for that convention center. St. Louis County pays a lot of money for that convention center. St. Louis City pays a lot of money for that convention center. And it seems like we're doing our best to make sure it's empty. So I hope I'm going to vote for this to get out of here today. I'm going to do my best to, when it comes back from the House, that it's not in the same form that it is. It's nothing against the bill. I think it's extremely important that your bill pass. But the amendments just is raising a huge problem.
I appreciate your comments. I know the Senator from Boone went through this. I know the Senator from the 10th introduced an amendment, but I'm not sure if that... I know you're a Senator from the 10th.
Well, if I could address that, the Senator from the 10th did. And it's a little different scenario. In St. Louis, America Center is a convention center for St. Louis, and it's owned by the city of St. Louis. But the CVC is also a government entity. So the Senator from the 10th Amendment fixed a private entity managing a public entity. I've got a public entity managing a public locale. So it's not exempt. So we have to do something to fix the language.
I appreciate your comments. I don't think there was those intentions, obviously, as these processes move through. As I appreciate your comments about the underlying bill, which is what I'm concerned with, and I'm sure as we move forward between Senator Boone, Senator from the 10th, maybe we'd get some comments on this and figure out what we can do.
All right. Thank you, Senator.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the bill? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Mr. President, I close.
Senator from Cole has renewed his motion that Senate Bill 139 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill Number 139, an act relating to public records and meetings. Senators Brown,
aye.
Chappelle Nadal,
aye.
Cunningham,
aye.
Curls,
aye.
Dempsey,
aye.
Dixon,
aye.
Emery,
aye.
Holzman,
aye.
Justice,
aye.
Kevney,
aye.
Kehoe,
aye.
Krause,
aye.
Lager,
aye.
Lamping,
aye.
Lavoda,
aye.
Libla, McKenna,
aye.
Munzlinger, Nasheed,
aye.
Nieves,
aye.
Parson.
Aye.
Pierce.
Aye.
Richard.
Aye.
Romine.
Aye.
Roop.
Aye.
Sater.
Aye.
Schaaf.
Aye.
Schaefer.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Sipton.
Aye.
Sylvie.
Aye.
Wallingford.
Aye.
Walsh.
Aye.
Wasson.
Aye.
Senator from Butler. You're recorded as an aye, Senator. 34 ayes, 0 noes. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Senator from Cole on the emergency clause.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move the adoption of the emergency clause. And just
Senator from Cole has moved for the adoption of the emergency clause. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey.
Aye.
Dixon.
Aye.
Emery.
Aye.
Holzman.
Aye.
Justice.
Aye.
Kevney.
Aye.
Kehoe.
Aye.
Kraus.
Aye.
Lager.
Aye.
Lamping.
Aye.
Lavoda.
Aye.
Libla.
Aye.
McKenna.
Aye.
Munzlinger.
Aye.
Nasheed.
Aye.
Nieves.
Aye.
Parson.
Aye.
Pierce.
Aye.
Richard. Romine.
Aye.
Roop.
Aye.
Sater.
Aye.
Schaaf.
Aye.
Schaefer.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Sifton.
Aye.
Sylvie.
Aye.
Wallingford.
Aye.
Walsh.
Aye.
Wasson.
Aye.
34 ayes, 0 noes. The emergency clause has been adopted. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senate substitute for Senate Bill 28, Senator from the 8th.
A substitute for Senate Bill 28 be brought up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from the 8th. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body, Senator from the 8th.
Mr. President, I now move that Senate Bill 28 be read a third time and finally passed. This is the bill yesterday morning that we perfected that deals with changing the definition of misconduct. I do appreciate the senator from the 22nd in attendance efforts to improve it, and was glad we were able to get that perfected yesterday. I'd be glad to answer any questions if anybody had one that they didn't get asked yesterday.
Senator from the 8th has moved that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 28 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from the 8th has renewed his motion that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 28 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 28, an act relating to disqualification for unemployment benefits. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager.
Aye.
Lamping.
Aye.
Lavoda.
Aye.
Libla.
Aye.
McKenna.
Aye.
Munzlinger.
Aye.
Nasheed.
No.
Nieves.
Aye.
Parson.
Aye.
Pierce.
Aye.
Richard.
Aye.
Romine.
Aye.
Roop.
Aye.
Sater.
Aye.
Schaaf.
Aye.
Schaefer.
Aye.
Schmidt. Sifton.
Aye.
Sylvie.
Aye.
Wallingford.
Aye.
Walsh.
Aye.
Wasson.
Aye.
32 ayes, 2 noes. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senate substitute number 2 for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 1, Senator from the 2nd.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate substitute number 2 for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill number 1 be brought before the body for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the senator from the 2nd. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is for the body. Senator from the second.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate bill number one be read the third time and placed upon its final passage. Mr. President, what this bill is the one that we've been debating for the last couple of weeks. It deals with the second injury fund and workers' compensation. This is what I believe is a really good bill for the injured worker. It's a really good bill for businesses from small to big, to where they can have, for a few pennies on the dollar, get a lot of risk exposure mitigated, especially when it comes to toxic diseases. It does provide an enhanced benefit for those people that unfortunately will have a gruesome last few years of their life just for showing up to work every day. It fixes the second injury fund. It's going to pay off that backload of 30,000 cases and help people get the money that should be going to them now. And it provides certainty to the business community to which they can plan for and move ahead. And the nice thing is I think it's going to keep workers' compensation rates from increasing because of the way that we funded it through the second injury fund, which, again, is another benefit to all businesses. So with that, Mr. President, I will close.
Senator from the second has moved that Senate substitute for number two for Senate committee substitute for Senate bill one be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Senator from the 14th, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
President, thank you. I'd like to inquire of the senator from the second.
Does the senator from the second yield? He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I know that the emergency clause applies to certain sections. What are those sections, and why is the emergency clause important?
Emergency clause is important because we need to get money into the second injury fund so that the Attorney General can start working through the backlog of cases. We wanted the emergency fund to apply so that in the last two quarters of this year, that we can start collecting that surcharge so they can start getting some money into the second injury fund. And there was like a 1.5% surcharge that the director can raise from currently 3% for the next two quarters. And then the bill states that between January 14th to 2020, the director can go up even higher. So that allows us to collect that surcharge money on the second injury fund piece so the Attorney General can start working through these cases now rather than waiting until next year to do so.
Is that the only place where the emergency clause applies?
No, I think the emergency clause applies to, it also applies to the surcharge on the toxic exposure piece so that can, again, start being in there so we can start collecting money for that as well, because we wanted to build up like a one-year reserve in that fund so that you always have money in that to pay out claims, and then the director can look forward and look at how many claims came in the next year. So it applies to that section as well, and I believe it applies to pretty much the bill itself on when these changes would come in.
And so you're saying there are two sections in the bill, the way it is, the way it stands now, where there's an applied emergency clause.
Yeah, we had an amendment on the substitute that we adopted because we didn't put the emergency clause on the new workers' comp piece that we were discussing. So that was one that we had to add that had a reference to a different section, and then the others were in the substitutes previously.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 10th, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
To inquire of the senator from the second.
Does the senator from the second yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thanks, Senator. Just briefly, thank you again for all of your work on this. Thank you for coordinating with all of the people in the halls and all of the people in the chamber. I know that when we started, several members of my caucus were not comfortable with this bill. We got to a point where we don't love it, but we don't hate it, and I think we even got to the point where many of us are willing to vote yes on it. I think that the same could be said on the other side of the aisle, that there's a lot of folks who are not in love with it. So I guess my question for you is, we all know what happens when a bill leaves this chamber and goes to the other side. Even though we've worked hard to get to a Senate position, they'll have other ideas on the other side. Is it your intention to stick with the Senate position?
What I'm finding is that the more people start to look at this piece of legislation and dig down in deep, the more they're starting to like it. And what we have seen, even a lot of the business groups that initially had some whoa after they dove down and looked at it and looked at the mitigation of the risk for themselves, the small guys, the big guys, more and more people are saying, wow, this is a pretty good piece of legislation. And I think that the other end of the building is going to find that as well. If someone can find a better deal that is good for business, is good for the workers, that's good for that the governor will sign, hey, I'm all open. But we said early on, this was like taking a thread and trying to put it through the eye of the needle. I am extremely thankful to everybody in this room for their trust to try to get us to that point. And I think we did it. I think I'm amazed at how quickly it did come together. So I don't think there's a better deal out there. And I've looked at this, we've tried this for 4 years, and I think the more that people are starting to dig into the details, they're coming to that position of, wow, you guys really did hit it out of the ballpark with this one.
Well, thank you, Senator. I appreciate that, and I appreciate that it sounds like when it comes back, your negotiations will still be in the same spirit that they have been for the past few weeks, and I appreciate your inquiry. Thank you, Senator.
That's the quote.
Thank you.
Senator from the First, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
On the bill, Mr. President.
Proceed.
This is a compromise. No compromise is perfect. But under this bill, thousands of workers will gain a recovery that they have been adjudicated to be entitled to, or that they may soon be adjudicated to be entitled to, that in the absence of this legislation, they very well may not recover. At the same time, some workers' recovery for occupational disease may be limited, although I believe under the language that we have in the bill, those limitations are tolerable, if not ideal. Likewise, some companies will be able to better contain certain liabilities that they have historically. On the other hand, other companies will possibly have some additional surcharge that they'll end up paying. So there are victories and defeats on both sides of this. But I think the body has worked very hard to come up with a fair balance, and I believe that we have succeeded. And I just want to emphasize that the alternative to moving forward on this bill is not the situation as it stands today. It's not maintaining the status quo. The alternative to moving forward on this bill is having the courts decide what's going to happen. And I believe under constitutional separation of powers, it really is incumbent upon us to act. This is the compromise that we've reached. Being a bicameral legislature, we'll now turn to the House, hopefully, to see what they have to say about it. But it is my hope, because it is so important to all involved, to reach an agreement that we can do that and truly agree and finally pass something that that can earn the governor's signature by the time the process is done. I lastly want to thank the senator from the second. A number of us have worked very hard on this, but none nearly as hard as he. He's done a great job pulling this together, and I really, really appreciate his efforts. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the bill? Senator from Andrew, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Can I inquire the senator from the fourth? I'm sorry, the senator from the first.
Does the senator from the first yield? He does. Proceed.
Senator, did I just hear you say that now we'll see what the House thinks about this?
We are a bicameral legislature.
Can one of the doormen get him a glass of Senate water, please? Thank you, Mr. President.
I appreciate that.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the bill? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from the second has renewed his motion that Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 1 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Secretary, please call the roll. Let's read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 1, an act relating to workers' compensation with an emergency clause for certain sections. Senator Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, McKenna, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves. Parson. Pierce. Richard. Romine. Roop. Sater. Schaff. Schaefer. Schmidt. Sifton. Sylvie. Wallingford. Walsh. Wasson.
Senator from the 14th?
No.
Senator from the 14th votes no. Senator from the 9th? You are not recorded. Senator from the 9th votes aye.
32
ayes, 2 noes. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Senator from the 2nd.
Mr. President, I move for the adoption of the emergency clause.
Senator from the 2nd has moved for the adoption clause. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown.
Aye.
Chappelle Nadal.
Aye.
Cunningham.
Aye.
Curls.
Aye.
Dempsey.
Aye.
Dixon.
Aye.
Emery.
Aye.
Holzman. Justice.
Aye.
Kevney.
Aye.
Kehoe.
Aye.
Kraus. Lager. Lamping. Lavoda. Libla. McKenna.
Aye.
Munzlinger.
Aye.
Nasheed. Nieves.
Aye.
Parson.
Aye.
Pierce.
Aye.
Richard.
Aye.
Romine.
Aye.
Roop.
Aye.
Sater.
Aye.
Schaff.
Aye.
Schaefer.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Sifton.
Aye.
Sylvie.
Aye.
Wallingford.
Aye.
Walsh.
Yeah.
Wasson.
Senator from Barry. Senator from Barry votes aye. Senator from Andrew. Senator from Andrew votes aye. 33 ayes, 1 no. You have adopted the emergency clause. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senate Bill 110, Senator from Phelps.
Mr. President, I move Senate Bill number 110 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Phelps. As many are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is for the body. Senator from Phelps.
Mr. President, I move Senate Bill number 110 be read a third time and finally passed. And what Senate Bill 110 was, we discussed this week, and this deals with child custody and visitation rights of deploying military parents. We had a pretty thorough discussion in committee, and it addresses existing court orders and how they are modified if a parent is on active duty deployment. In other words, they're deployed overseas. What the courts, how they look at these after deployment, and some delegation of visitation rights. And I think we've worked on this for quite a few years. In the area that I represent, there's Fort Leonard Wood, and of course National Guard is all over the state of Missouri. And this becomes a lot bigger issue than some folks are aware of until you have either a family member or someone that's close to you, or even a concerned constituent that gets caught up in some of these changes that happen while they're deployed and don't have anything to say about it. So I think this is a really good step in the right direction. And I do appreciate everyone's support. This is a big deal in my area. Any questions? I'll try to answer those.
Senator from Phelps has moved that Senate Bill 110 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Phelps has renewed his motion that Senate Bill 110 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 110, an act relating to child custody and visitation for military personnel. Senators Brown,
aye.
Chappelle Nadal,
aye.
Cunningham,
aye.
Curls,
aye.
Dempsey,
aye.
Dixon,
aye.
Emery,
aye.
Holzman,
aye.
Justice,
well, gonna
Kevney,
aye.
Kehoe,
aye.
Kraus,
aye.
Lager,
aye.
Lamping,
aye.
Lavoda, Libla, McKenna, Munzlinger, Nasheed, Nieves? Parson? Pierce? Richard? Romine? Roop? Sater? Schaff? Schaefer? Schmidt? Sifton? Sylvie? Wallingford? Walsh? Wasson?
Four ayes, zero noes. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the timely and perfection motions were made and carried. He's gonna take over for me.
Staying on that same calendar, Senate Bill 197. Senator from Berry.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 197 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Berry.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 197 be read a third time and finally passed.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
Yes, thank you very much. This is the bill that we perfected yesterday on tuberculosis. And with that, I'm sure it's fresh in everybody's mind, but I'll be glad to answer any questions.
Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? The senator from the ninth. For what purpose do you rise?
May I inquire of the senator from Berry?
Senator, do you yield?
I yield.
He does. Proceed.
How are you, Senator?
Oh, just
so
great.
Yesterday when we perfected this, it decreased the penalties from a felony to a misdemeanor. Was that correct?
That was in the amendment. Yes, that's exactly right. A misdemeanor A and misdemeanor B. The fines are like $500 and $1,000. And we felt like for right now that was sufficient to deter, to make sure that a person with an active case of tuberculosis would follow the drug regimen and, I guess, behave themselves.
So does the legislation basically state, and I guess here's what I'm trying to figure out, because I know you said part of the concern were the students on college campuses, they were not finishing treatment. Does the bill state that they shall be given the misdemeanor should they infect someone else, or is there some leverage of the courts to be able to decide, depending on the circumstances, whether that would be
Yes, they'll be charged with a misdemeanor if they do not follow the drug regimen, and if they, say if they're quarantined, and if they leave the quarantine area and infect someone else.
And that's only the case if they happen to be quarantined or just those that tested positive?
Well, if they have an active case of tuberculosis, they are quarantined.
And TB treatment lasts, is it a few months?
It lasts about 9 months.
9 months, and they go for treatment how often?
Every day.
Every day for 9 months?
They have to take medication.
They take medication, so they don't necessarily have to go into a doctor's office necessarily for treatment?
No. This is oral medication.
Okay.
And but we want to make sure that they take the drug regimen. Because if they don't, it encourages resistant bacteria to build up to the medication. And so it's very, very important that the drug regimen is followed exactly.
Okay. Do you know, for those students, now, of course, we don't want a situation where there's anyone that would be, of course, infected with TB. Shall there be a 17 or 18-year-old kid that happens to have it? Do you know how expensive the medication is for those that may not have insurance by any chance?
Well, if once the patient's insurance is exhausted.
And if they don't have insurance?
Then the state picks up the medication.
Oh, the state will pick up the medication for those that don't have insurance. So
yes.
There's not a concern of those that were 17 or 18 years old that they may not be able to afford the insurance.
The state feels as though this is such a serious contagious disease that we are going to have this taken care of no matter what.
Okay. Thank you for the inquiry.
We welcome for the inquiry.
Further discussion. Senator from Atchison, for what purpose do you rise?
Not to speak on the bill.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I wasn't here yesterday when we perfected this, but the dialogue that I just heard, the senator is wanting the state to follow the federal guidelines when it comes to health care. I just don't think we can begin implementing the Affordable Care Act, and I would urge my colleagues to vote against the bill. Thank you.
Further discussion? Senator from the 14th, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I'd like to inquire of the senator from Derry.
Senator, do you yield? He does. Proceed.
I've been going through all of these bills today to see if there are laws, and I just don't understand why you wouldn't add one in your bill since it's such an situation.
Oh, I can hear you now. Yes. I just didn't really consider it. Maybe we should have. You have a good point.
It is a health concern.
Yeah.
And, you know, because it's real in our state, I just would have thought that you would have put an emergency clause in this bill.
Well, that's a very good point.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion? Senator from Buchanan, for what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the senator from Barrie.
Senator, do you yield?
I yield.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, you know that we had several problems that we identified with this bill along the way, and I really appreciate, you know, you're allowing me to offer amendments through you that help, but I'm really concerned. Are you absolutely sure that we solved all of the problems that were in this bill? Because there were a lot of them.
Well, there were some grammatical mistakes that we had to correct, and
I think it was oftener, wasn't it, the word
phrasing.
Oftener?
What?
Oftener? Wasn't that the
word? Oh, yes, oftener. Did you ever understand the definition of that word?
I never was able to find it, and that's what concerns me about this bill, Senator, because, you know, I personally found like 2-3 problems with it that I had to work on, and now I'm wondering if we got them all.
Well, I'm sure that we did, because I had your help in looking through this bill with a fine-tooth comb, and you are one of the best senators I've ever come in contact with.
Thank you for that acknowledgement about my wisdom, but I just want to say there were so many problems that I might think that my colleagues ought to give this bill, you know, some real serious consideration before voting for it. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
You're welcome.
Further discussion? Senator from Cole, for what purpose do you rise?
Can I inquire of the senator from Barrie?
Senator from Barrie, do you yield?
Yes, I do, sir.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I can't help but notice in this riveting discussion.
It is riveting. Yes, it is.
Would you do me a favor? Would you either say the name Clarice for me, our fava beans and a nice Chianti? Could you say Clarice?
Clarice. Clarice. Is that correct?
Yes. Fava beans and a nice Chianti.
I'm a little hard of hearing.
Okay.
Or else I would be able to.
Have you ever seen the movie Silence of the Lambs?
No, I have not.
I would recommend you see that movie. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion. Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Close.
The Senator from Barrie renews his motion that Senate Bill number 197 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 197, an act relating to tuberculosis testing. Senators Brown. No. Chappelle Nadal. No. Cunningham. No. Curls. No. Dempsey. No. Dixon. No. Emery. Aye. Holzman. No. Justice. No. Kevney. No. Kehoe. No. Krause. No. Lager. No. Lamping. Lavoda, no. Libla, no. McKenna, no. Munslinger, no. Nasheed, no. Nieves, no. Parson, no. Pierce, no. Richard, no. Romine, no. Roop, no. Sater,
aye.
Shaw,
no.
Schaefer, no. Schmidt, Sifton.
Aye.
Sylvie.
No.
Wallingford.
Aye.
Walsh.
No.
Wasson.
No.
Senator from Jefferson. Senator from Green. Senator from Christian. Senator from Mercer. Senator from 13th. Senator from 13th, what would you like to be recorded as? The senior senator from St. Charles.
As a no.
Senator from the 5th. Senator from the 8th. Senator from the 4th. Senator from Cole. Senator from the 7th. Senator from the 15th. As a no. Senator from St. Genevieve. Senator from the Clay. Senator from Butler. Senator from Phelps. Senator from the 11th. Senator from Buchanan. As a no. The junior senator from St. Charles. Senator from the 9th. Senator from Lewis. Senator from the 10th. Senator from Webster. Senator from Polk. Chair would like to change his vote to an aye. Anybody else? Senator from Buchanan. As a no. Senator from Franklin. Senator from Barry. Senator from Boone, how were you recorded? Or how did you vote? Okay. By your vote of 34 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, Senator from Buchanan.
I object, Mr. President.
Senator from Buchanan objects. The senator from Buchanan moves that the tidily... Senator from Barry.
Mr. President, I move that the vote by which the bill passed be reconsidered.
No.
Senator, you would be recognized for a titling motion.
Okay. Mr. President, I move the title be agreed to.
Those of the opinion of the motion shall say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes have it. Senator from Barry.
President, I move that the vote by which the bill passed be reconsidered.
The senator from Barry moves the vote by which was passed be reconsidered. The senator from Barry moves the motion lie on the table. No. Oh. Senator from the second.
Move that that motion lay on the table.
The senator from Barry moves the vote by which it be reconsidered. The senator from the second moves the motion lie on the table.
The vote occurs on the latter motion.
Those of the opinion the motion shall prevail shall say aye.
Aye.
Those the contrary say no. The ayes have it. The journal doesn't need to say anything. The next bill, yes. Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 17. Senator from Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 17 be taken up for third read and final passage.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill is the one that deals with education and career technical centers that we perfected yesterday, and I want to thank everybody for their hard work, not only the members here, but those in the communities that we live in that support this bill. And with that, Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill number 17 be read a third time and finally passed. I'd be glad to answer any questions, so.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from Lewis renews his motion that Senate Bill number 17 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 17, an act relating to career and technical education. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lauger, Lamping, Loboda, Leibla, McKenna, Munzlinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
34 ayes, 0 no.
By your vote of 34 ayes, 0 no, the bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Newton. Senator from Newton, is it your desire to go to the consent calendar?
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Yes. I lost my place. Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay. Seeing no objection, we are on the consent calendar. Going down that calendar, Senate Bill number 58, the Senator from St. Genevieve.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 58 be taken up, third reading, and final passage.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from St. Genevieve.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate Bill number 58 be read a third time and finally passed.
You've heard the motion, Senator. Would you care to explain your bill?
Yes. This bill allows the City of Farmington an alternative method to adopt or repeal ordinances and putting ordinances to a vote of the people prior to that being finally passed. This does not change the process of how the bill is vetted through the City Council. The City Council must still approve by a majority vote a bill that is set before them. Once the City Council passes the bill, it goes to the Mayor for his signature and approval. Once the Mayor approves the bill, the question of whether to adopt or repeal the ordinance is placed on the ballot and next to the and at the next municipal election. Not all bills will be sent to the vote of the people. The bill must contain a provision requiring that the ordinance be passed by a majority of the voters. If a majority of the voters registered voters of the city approve the ordinance, then it becomes law. Thank you, Mr. President.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Franklin, for what purpose do you rise?
I require the sponsor.
Senator, do you yield? He does. Proceed.
Senator, I know this is your first session, am I right?
Yes, sir.
And are you aware of the fact that prior to you coming here, there have not been any consent bills moved through this body in a number of years?
I was about to make that statement that I'm very honored that this is the first consent bill in quite some time to come before this body.
Are you aware of the fact that there are senior senators waiting behind you with consent bills?
I hope we continue to work together to make that happen and keep that process in place.
How do you feel about that? I mean, as a freshman senator, taking the position ahead of more senior senators that want to have consent bills as well?
I thought I was the guinea pig.
That's a good answer, Senator. Thank you.
Further discussion. Senator from Buchanan, for what purpose do you rise?
Inquire of the senator from Barton.
Senator from Barton, do you yield?
Do, Mr. President. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator, you and I have discussed this bill. And what we talked about yesterday was that it actually is a violation of our Constitution by creating a special local law that would violate Article 3, Section 40 Subdivision 21 by regulating the affairs of the city of Farmington. And while I know that that the Supreme Court has allowed bills such as these that are drafted, you and I, over the last 10 years that we've been in the legislature together, have seen several cases of this, and I think that we're of one mind on this idea, aren't we?
We are. I think, Senator, that we're in violation of that whenever we use the, I guess, the trickery of identifying specific communities by description of characteristics of that community. Now, the Supreme Court has, and I acknowledge that the Supreme Court has accepted this as, I guess, under the understanding that if any other community ever does appear that happens to fit these very restrictive circumstances, that it, too, would fall under the same prescription. My concern, Senator, is that if that did ever happen, which it's unlikely to happen, that we would pass other legislation to make sure that it didn't fall under the same prescription.
Yeah. You know, unfortunately, this came to my attention day before yesterday. I mean, I'm sorry, yesterday. And had it come to my attention day before yesterday, I would have knocked it off the consent calendar and simply asked that we amend out the portion relating to Farmington and just allow any city to put before its voters such a proposition, because I think that all cities ought to be able to do that, not just Farmington. And
I agree, Senator. I
believe
would be
that
fully
it would have
in
gotten
support.
Yep. Unfortunately, the busy, hurried aspect of being a senator, I just didn't catch that in time. And I'm not going to filibuster the bill or anything. I'm just going to vote no, because I believe that it does violate our Constitution. But, you know, I just maybe would hope that, you know, over in the House, maybe they would strip that off.
Well, and I appreciate that, and I'm grateful that you brought it up, because I too feel obligated to vote no on it. But it has nothing to do with the intentions of the senator who sponsored the bill, or with what he's trying to do for his community. It has to do with my oath to the Constitution, and I'm personally concerned that this may be in violation of it.
And me too. Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion. Senator from the 15th, what purpose do you rise?
Inquire the senator from Buchanan.
Senator from Buchanan, do you yield?
Senator, you may
proceed.
Know.
He does proceed.
Thank you. You may know I chair the Committee on Economic Development and Local Government, and I seem to recall last year you had a bill relating to Buchanan County about nuisance ordinances. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's probably true.
So, okay.
Yeah, it is.
So I take it that any bills you file related to Buchanan County, you don't want a hearing in my committee?
Okay, so tell me, which portion of the Constitution did that violate?
Well, if you're making the argument that by setting aside one particular area of the state means it's a special law, then you would have maybe violated your own creed last year. This is the only point I'm making. So just let me know when you have those bills referred if you want a hearing or not.
So you didn't answer my question. Which part of these constitutional provisions did that violate? I mean, was it...
No, what I'm suggesting is that you're making the argument against legislation you've passed before.
Yeah, I understand.
So how is... I'll ask you the question. How is your bill not violating the same section you're citing on this bill?
It's kind of interesting. Right now we have the pro tem locked down so he can't escape.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that you might be right. I might be being somewhat hypocritical here. I have to think about it. No, perhaps. But at the same time, you haven't told me which portion of the Constitution that particular law violated.
The same one. If your argument is that this violates the section you're citing, the argument would remain true for your bill last year.
Possibly so. We should have caught it last year.
Right.
So that's the answer.
Well, you know what? If a senator doesn't have a right to change his own mind, what does he have a right to do at all? Right?
You're exactly right. Can we keep talking for another half an hour?
No, I just wanted to point out the irony. That's all.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Further discussion. Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close. Proceed.
President, I want to make sure it's very clear that I have an honor to serve the Missourian U.S. Constitution and will do everything to uphold it. This bill has nothing to do to try to usurp the Constitution. It has been standard practice over the years for this type of bill to be passed. And if you look at the overall picture of what those passages speak about, you want to have to understand the intent. And the intent is not to harm those communities, and I believe that's the reason why the courts have upheld certain bills to be passed of this nature. And so with that, Mr. President, I close.
The senator from St. Genevieve renews his motion that Senate Bill number 58 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 58, an act relating to the passage of ordinances in the city of Farmington. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, McKenna, Munzlinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Watson.
By your vote of 32 aye, 2 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Senator from St. Genevieve.
Move the title be agreed to.
The senator from St. Genevieve moves that the title be agreed to. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes have it. Senator from St. Genevieve.
I move that the vote by which the bill be passed be reconsidered.
The senator from St. Genevieve moves the vote by which pass be reconsidered. Senator from Newton.
I move that motion lie on the table.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. The question occurs on the latter motion. Those of the opinion say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes have it. Staying on that same calendar, Senate Bill number 80, Senator from St. Genevieve.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 80 be taken up for third reading and final.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from St. Genevieve.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill number 80 be read a third time and finally passed.
You've heard the motion. Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
It is proposed that we remove the requirements in Section 344.040.5 that the Missouri Board of Nursing Home mail licensure renewal applications to every person whose license must be renewed during the year and specify that the board must notify these persons instead. This will change the board's practice of mailing over 800 pieces of mail, allow flexibility to utilize the communications methods of the modern century. Each mail, it will save about $400 in time printing and folding and stuffing envelopes. This change also allows flexibility as technology changes and other communication methods be available. Finally, it does not prohibit the utilization of mail, so if an administrator does not have reliable internet access or simply prefers a hard copy, DHSS can accommodate their needs. That I'll be available for questions.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? The senator from the 14th, what purpose do you rise?
I would like to inquire of the senator from St. Genevieve.
Senator, do you yield? He does. Proceed.
Senator, I do want to thank you for talking to me about your bill. I had some initial issues with it. As you know, I am pretty much of a stickler anytime the term nursing home comes up. And as you're well aware, I have gone extensively throughout my district to every nursing home multiple times. I see how some are treated differently than others. And one of the issues that I had was the receipt, making sure if the department sent over or send an email to any of the nursing homes or administrators that they would be able to do an email receipt. And you said that you would follow up on that with the department to make sure that the department knows that email was received.
And I agree, Senator, that that's something that, without getting elaborate in the bill and in statute, that the DHSS, when they promulgate the rules concerning this, can identify return receipt required on email is a very sufficient and a way to handle this process.
And the other question that I had, how much is the department saving?
What's that again?
How much money is the department saving by the adoption of your bill?
It's approximately $400 a year.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion. Senator from Barton, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. To inquire the Senator from St. Genevieve.
Senator, do you yield?
I yield.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, this looks like a good consent bill. Is this applied to the whole state or to a particular jurisdiction or geographical
limit? This is statewide, sir.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Good. Further discussion. Further discussion. Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
President, I close.
The Senator from St. Genevieve renews his motion that Senate Bill number 80 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 80. An act relating to the notification of license renewal for nursing home administrators. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, McKenna, aye. Munzlinger, aye. Nasheed, aye. Nieves, aye. Parson, aye. Pierce, aye. Richard, aye. Romine, aye. Rope, Sater, aye. Schaff, aye. Schaefer, aye. Schmidt, aye. Sifton, aye. Sylvie, aye. Wallingford, aye. Walsh, aye. Wasson.
By your vote of 34 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Senator from St. Genevieve. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling perfecting motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, Senate Bill 77, the Senator from the 24th.
The Senate Bill 77 be taken up for third reading.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 24th.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 77 be read a third time and finally passed. Senate Bill 77 allows an organization in St. Louis County that serves the needs of teenage women relief from an onerous licensing requirement and would allow them to continue service uninterrupted.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Close.
The Senator from the 24th renews his motion that Senate Bill number 77 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 77, an act relating to neighborhood youth development programs. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, McKenna, Munzlinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from Barton. Aye. Senator from Cape Girardeau, could you repeat your vote again, please? Senator from Cape Girardeau. Could you repeat your vote, please? By your vote of 33 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go the order of business of messages from the House of Representatives. I ask that the Secretary please read the message.
Madam Secretary, please read the messages.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute, House Joint Resolutions 5 and 12. Joint Resolution relating to elections. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute, House Bills 256, 33, and 305, an act relating to public safety with an emergency clause. Emergency clause adopted. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute, House Bills 48 and 216, an act relating to elections, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Reports of standing committees.
Mr. President.
Senator from Newton.
I have a report.
Let's send your report forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill No. 9, begs leave to report it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill No. 121 begs leave to report it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 182 begs leave to report it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator Richard, Chairman.
Mr. President.
Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go with the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
Senator from Newton.
Excuse me, we have somebody that wasn't in the chamber when it was their turn. Can we go back to report of standing committees? That'd be you.
Thank you, Senator. We are on reports of standing committees. Senator from the second.
Mr. President, your esteemed Committee on Small Business, Insurance, and Industry has three reports.
Please send them forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Small Business, Insurance, and Industry, to which was referred Senate Bill 60, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, Mr. President, Your Committee on Small Business, Insurance, and Industry, to which was referred Senate Bill 59, begs leave to report. It has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Small Business, Insurance, and Industry, to which was referred Senate Bill 34, begs leave to report that it has been considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Roop, Chairman.
Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government has a report.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government, to which was referred Senate Bill 23, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government, to which was referred Senate Bill 24, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Schmidt, Chairman.
Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on General Laws has two reports.
Please send them forward. Secretary, please read the reports.
Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred Senate Bill 75, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred Senate Bill 101, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Nieves, Chairman.
Senator from Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources has a report.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources, to which was referred Senate Bill 16, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Munslinger, Chairman.
Senator from Green.
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Justice also has a report.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred Senate Bill 45, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Dixon, Chairman.
Senator from Polk.
Mr. President, your Committee on Government Accountability and Fiscal Oversight has a report.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Bill 29, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Parson, Chairman.
Senator from the 8th.
Ways and Means has a report.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means, to which was referred Senate Bill 138, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Krause, Chairman.
Senator from Phelps.
Mr. President, your Committee on Veterans Affairs and Health has a report.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. Mr. President, your Committee on Veterans Affairs and Health, to which was referred Senate Bill 127, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Veterans Affairs and Health, to which was referred Senate Bill 88, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Brown, Chairman.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your hardworking Committee on Transportation and Oversight has a report.
Send it forward.
I inquire of you.
State your inquiry.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you, in your, one of your leadership meetings, remind the Senator from Newton that, as you've previously stated, these reports are turned in by seniority, and since the Senator from the 24th and I are younger than all of the other committee chairmen, we go last. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure, to which was referred Senate Bill 176 and Senate Bill 192, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Kehoe, Chairman.
Senator from the 24th, unlike the Senator from Cole, I'm sure you'll get the name of your committee right.
Mr. President, your Committee on Seniors, Families, and Pensions has a report.
Please send it forward. He said oversight.
Mr. President, your Committee on Seniors, Families, and Pensions, to which was referred Senate Bill 100, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Lamping, Chairman.
Senator from Newton. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
Seeing no objection, second reading of Senate bills. The junior senator from St. Charles.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 221.
Senate Bill 221, an act relating to teacher and school employee retirement systems.
Seniors, Families, and Pensions. Senate Bill 222.
Senate Bill 222, relating to domestic violence.
Seniors, Families, and Pensions. Senate Bill 223.
Senate Bill 223, an act relating to the public school retirement system of Kansas City.
Senate Bill 224. Senate Bill 223, Seniors, Families, and Pensions. Senate Bill 224.
Senate Bill 224, an act relating to Kansas City Police Department.
Progress and Development. Senate Bill 225.
Senate Bill 225, an act relating to child support.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 226.
Senate Bill 226, an act relating to mental health services.
Veterans Affairs and Health. Senate Bill 227.
Senate Bill 227, relating to ethics.
Rules, joint rules, resolutions, and ethics. Senate Bill 228.
Senate Bill 228, relating to urban agriculture zones.
Agriculture. Senate Bill 229.
Senate Bill 229, relating to the Mental Health Employment Disqualification Registry.
Veterans Affairs and Health. Senate Bill 230.
Senate Bill 230, relating to newborn screenings.
Veterans Affairs and Health. Senate Bill 231.
Senate Bill 231, an act relating to debt set-offs for unpaid health care expenses.
Ways and Means. Senate Bill 232.
Senate Bill 232, an act relating to school employee retirement.
Seniors, Families, and Pensions. Senate Bill 233.
Senate Bill 233, an act relating to prescription drug monitoring program.
Veterans Affairs and Health. Senate Bill 234.
Senate Bill 234, an act relating to marital and family therapists.
financial governmental organizations and elections, Senate Bill 235.
Senate Bill 235, an act relating to residential real estate loan reporting.
Financial governmental organizations and elections. Senate Bill 236.
Senate Bill 236, an act relating to Highway Patrol's motor vehicle, aircraft, and watercraft revolving fund.
Government accountability and fiscal oversight, Senate Bill 237.
Senate Bill 237, an act relating to telecommunications.
Commerce, Senate Bill 238.
Senate Bill 238, an act relating to labor organizations.
Small business insurance and industry, Senate Bill 239.
Senate Bill 239, an act relating to elementary and secondary education.
General laws, Senate Bill 240.
Senate Bill 240, an act relating to rate making for gas corporations.
Commerce, Senate Bill 241.
Senate Bill 241, an act relating to broadband.
Commerce, Senate Bill 242.
Senate Bill 242, an act relating to the sale or provision of certain commodities to seven director school districts.
Education, Senate Bill 243.
Senate Bill 243, an act relating to crime of sexual misconduct in the second degree.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 244.
Senate Bill 244, an act relating to death certificates.
Financial and governmental organizations and elections, Senate Bill 245.
Senate Bill 245, an act relating to waiver of court costs and expenses in civil cases.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 246.
Senate Bill 246, an act relating to Missouri Juneteenth Heritage and Jazz Festival and Memorial.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 247.
Senate Bill 247, an act relating to repealing the death penalty.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 248.
Senate Bill 248, an act relating to notice of neighborhood improvement districts.
Jobs, economic development, and local government, Senate Bill 249.
Senate Bill 249, an act relating to school attendance.
Education, Senate Bill 250.
Senate Bill 250, an act relating to possession of child pornography.
Judiciary. Mr. President.
Senator from the 23rd.
Please refer Senate Concurrent Resolution 8 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics.
It will be so referred. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go the order of business of announcements.
Seeing no objections, announcements. Senator from Cole.
Mr. President, as part of the Joint Committee on Transportation Oversight, committee members from Transportation and Infrastructure will be meeting today with the Joint Committee on Transportation Oversight in Senate Committee Room 1 at 1 o'clock, where we will hear from our chief engineer, Dave Nichols, from MoDOT in their accountability report. Thank you, Mr. President. And have a happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. That is today, Senator, 1 o'clock today?
Clock. Thank you.
Thank you. Further announcements? Further announcements? Seeing none, Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. Monday, February the 18th, 2013.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We are adjourned until Monday at 4 p.m. Happy Valentine's Day and have a safe trip home.